The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Doreen Ampofu. In the headlines, National Economic Forum opens this morning in Akonsombo in Eastern Region. Clocksack speaks against perceived politicization of civil service. Retired Air Force officer heads five-man committee to investigate recent fatal helicopter crash off Takoradi Coast. The traders traveling in bucket of cargo truck die in accident at Abuabu in Eastern Region. And U.S. flies manned surveillance plane over Nigeria in efforts to locate kidnapped schoolgirls by Boko Haram. Now the news in detail. President John Dramani Mahama is expected to open the National Economic Forum this morning at Akonsombo in the Eastern Region. The presidency is optimistic about the outcome of the forum, which is expected to address challenges facing the Ghanaian economy. Clearly, the forum is at the heart of President Mahama's efforts at building a resilient economy, as echoed in his State of the Nation address. Meanwhile, the opposition NPP says it will boycott the event, citing the late receipt of invitation. Rebecca perhaps more ahead of the National Economic Forum.
The National Economic Forum is being convened by the Economic Management Team under the chairmanship of the Vice President, Kwesi Emesa-Asa. In Akonsombo, the next 4 days, participants will be discussing the presidency.
President John Mahama and members of government, and indeed many, many well-meaning, experienced, knowledgeable Ghanaians believe in the benefits of a broad-based consultative process in economic policy making. And so the forum will be promoting dialogue and consensus on the policies, the strategies, and the measures that are required to accelerate our economy from where we are now so that the lives of many Ghanaians can be improved as a result.
At the end of the National Economic Forum, the economic management team envisages clear-cut answers to how to restore micro and macroeconomic stability to the Ghanaian economy and a long-term economic growth for the country. The government's economic management team insists it is critical for a bipartisan debate on how to fix the structure of the economy and its inherent challenges. Ben Duche Malo again speaks for the presidency.
This is a non-partisan event. It's a multi-stakeholder event that cuts across many sections of our Ghanaian society. This four-day National Economic Forum is opening an avenue for everyone who cares deeply about Ghana's economy as a way of improving the lives of the millions of our people.
Meanwhile, the judiciary, civil society, seasoned economists, development partners, and some political parties have confirmed their participation in the National Economic Forum.
That was Rebecca Ekpe. Now, with less than a year to go, Ghana is yet to achieve some of its health millennium development goals. Health Minister Sherry Aite is worried that this may affect donor support to the health sector. She points out the need for prudent financial management in the health sector as a way of improving health care delivery in the country. Madam Aite was addressing the start of the 2014 Health Summit in Accra. A report by Nanamo Mari and Rita Ampong.
This year's Health Summit will ascertain the successes or otherwise of programs and activities planned last year. It will also review targets set for the sector. The Ministry of Health, with support from its agencies and development partners, have undertaken a number of reviews into critical sector performance in order to improve service delivery. The Health Minister, Madam Sherry Aite, mentions some challenges within the health sector and entreats all heads to work together with skilled personnel in their district for better healthcare delivery.
We still have many concerns about our skilled manpower. Even though we have almost 200 training institutions, the quality of these institutions, we can say that are not so encouraging. The deployment of skilled staff to rural areas and remote areas where most of our maternal and child death occur is also worrisome. We need to focus on our performance on how we can improve services, provide equity in distribution, accessibility to all Ghanaians in this country.
A former government official, Professor Kwame Nahoy, said, decentralization has the potential to improve equity, good governance, and efficiency in the health sector.
The report was filed by Nana Momari and Rita Ampong. The Civil and Local Government Staff Association of Ghana, CLOGSAG, has condemned what it sees as politicization of the civil and local government services. A statement by the Executive Secretary of the Association, Isaac Bampo Adu, alleges that political heads have usurped administrative powers and have arrogated to themselves the power to assign positions, transfer, suspend and dismiss staff without recourse to lay down procedures and norms. According to the statement, instead of government giving opportunity to all staff based on experience and technical competence, it rather tends to be choosy and relies on political followers and those who sing praises to it. It says politicization is gradually grinding vital state institutions to a halt and is creating tension and polarization in the various offices. The statement calls for greater attention to improve the performance of civil and local government service, adding that every worker should be given the opportunity to contribute to achieve the objectives of the service without hindrance. The Maritime and Dock Workers Union has again called on government to remove from office the management of the Volta Lake Transport Company for gross incompetence. This is because the company for some time now has been borrowing to pay workers while management takes some fat salaries and the fortunes of the company keep dwindling. The workers yesterday embarked on a strike to express their displeasure over the situation. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the General Secretary of the Maritime and Dock Workers Union, Daniel Owusu Kwanting, said the Volta Lake Transport Company is a strategic national asset which must be saved from collapsing. The president of the Ghana Registered Nurses Association, Kweku Asantekorobia, has echoed views of the public on the fallen standards of care provided by some nurses and the negative implication of health care delivery in the country. Mr. Asantekorobia expressed the sentiment at this year's celebration of International Nurses Day in Accra. Joyce Nitchie and Louisa Tufusini have filed this report.
The healthcare sector has recently dominated the media scene due to unprofessional practices by some of its members. This has resulted in a legal battle, and in the case of the Konfanochi baby saga, the dismissal of the chief executive of the hospital. Though the ministry is yet to come out with the verdict, Ghana Registered Nurses Association, GRNA, has called to celebrate the International Nurses Day, which is the 12th of May, and Florence Nightingale's birthday. This is against the backdrop of the immense role that nurses and midwives play in the health delivery system, despite the challenges of unsafe work and environment. The president of the GRNA, Kweku Asantekorobia, echoed the public sentiment about the profession and measures the association has taken to address the problem.
Over the years, the standards of care have kept falling, and this has translated to a multiplicity of shortfalls in nursing care, an outcome that has negative implications on the quality of healthcare generally. Health stakeholders continue to express concern with the shortfalls in nursing rule to find solutions to the poor quality care. The association commits itself to institute the following measures to address the problem. Conscious monitoring and evaluation of the conduct of the caregiver, in-service education delivery, constant supervision, performance appraisal, institution of punitive measures against misconduct.
Mr. Asantekorobia reiterated his call to the government to retain the allowances of the training nurses and midwives.
A report by Joyce Chichi and Louisa Tufusaini. Government has appointed a five-member committee to investigate the helicopter crash which occurred last Tuesday off the Takoradi coast. The committee is chaired by a retired Air Force officer, Victor Puku. A statement by the Ministry of Transport says the committee is tasked to establish the probable cause of the accident, the extent of fatalities and injuries, as well as the extent of loss or damage to property. It is also to make recommendations to forestall any future occurrences. The helicopter had 8 passengers. 3 are confirmed dead, 4 survived, and 1 still remains unaccounted for. According to authorities at Cape Three Point in the western region where the accident occurred, a search and rescue operations are still ongoing to find the missing person. The Minister of Roads and Highways, Alhaji Amidi Suleimani, has assured GBC that the frequent fatal accidents on the road in front of the corporation will soon be a thing of the past. He said the constant complaints by pedestrians and staff of GBC have reached his ministry, and all efforts are being made to urgently construct speed tables to help solve the problem, though motor traffic indiscipline still remains a challenge to the government.
It is not the only speed table that can calm the speed. There are other measures that we can use. The truth of the matter is that roads like this, one of our most trafficked roads in the city, the ring road is one of the most trafficked roads in the city. So speed tables are not normally the cliche to reduce, to use to calm traffic. It is not our preferred choice of, it's just the, as I, what I call our collective indiscipline. If we have to put a speed program here, or a speed table here, it's because of our collective indiscipline. Otherwise, that's not the best method to calm the traffic here. We will study the situation, maybe for now, before we do the management around here. Maybe we may put many more rubber strips to slow down the drivers as they come before we. What the speed table? It is not an immediate thing. It will take us over a month to construct a speed table here because you have to do it in phases, use one way, the road is a dual carriage, and we have to use one carriage way, do it. That's what I'm saying. The immediate thing to do, maybe to increase this number of rubber strips to still calm the traffic.
That was Roads and Highways Minister Amidi Suleimani. Three persons died on the spot in an accident at Abuabu near Atima Safu in the Eastern Region, while four others who sustained injuries are responding to treatment at the Chebbi and Koforidua hospitals. Briefing Radio Ghana, the Eastern Regional Head of the MTTD of the Ghana Police Service, Chief Superintendent Samuel Tete, said a truck with registration number JNW344912, loaded with crates of tomatoes, was traveling from Bego to Suhum. In an attempt to overtake a vehicle ahead of it at Abuabu near Achimasafo, it collided with a vehicle belonging to the Eastern Regional Coordinating Council, driven by Jonathan Ewadrodu. According to Chief Superintendent Tete, the deceased were patients Amwa 54, Matai Anka.